Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. For many parts of northern Minnesota, summer brings visitors who don't know what to expect about our wilderness and waters. We here at the Great Northern Radio Show believe in education, which is why we share the following radio public service announcement by Duluth area writer John Ramis about one particular aspect of northern Minnesota life, bugs.
When you asked me if I wanted to go hiking, I thought you were talking about on a trail.
A trail? Where's your sense of adventure?
Couldn't we have done this on the Wii?
Trails are for the soft. We are not soft. What? We are Minnesotans.
Well, actually, I am kind of soft.
Yes, soft and juicy.
Did you say something?
I thought that was you.
Well, according to this map I have, Phantasmagoria Falls should be just ahead.
I have never heard of Phantasmagoria Falls or whatever it is. Where'd you get that map anyway?
I found it lying in the parking lot. I'm sure it's reliable.
Let me see that. This is just a children's maze printed on a paper placemat from the 371 Diner.
So what? I'm sure it's accurate. What?
That wasn't me.
Living in Minnesota has many advantages, including our abundant public lands. Unfortunately, every year, many hikers head into the wilderness unprepared for the rigors they may encounter. Mosquitoes in the Minnesota woods can be ferocious.
Yeah, I must feast on blood. I must eat.
Ow!
Unprotected by insect repellent, our two heroes are forced to rely on their cruder survival instincts.
Ow! 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 Cut that out! Ow!
Don't let this happen to you. With a little preparation, even a dainty, unprepared novice like you can venture into the woods without fear. The survival techniques you'll learn here today will see you through your trip in safety. First, let us learn how to deal with the mosquito.
Ooh, I smell human blood. Oh, it smells delicious. Ooh, I must have it.
The secret is to stay calm. Don't lash out the instant the mosquito approaches. You will only slap yourself and make matters worse. Wait quietly as the mosquito approaches. Hold up your bare arm as bait. Allow the mosquito to land on your arm. Allow it to walk around sniffing for blood. Even allow it to sink its little needly nose into your flesh.
The best stuff on earth!
When it is firmly lost in the ecstasy of its work, bring down your thumb and crush it.
No!
This method works much better than a slap. You get to feel everything. The legs buckling and folding. The little wings flattening out. The sweet feeling of revenge. Am I right? Do you feel it?
Who are you?
I'm the voiceover announcer, and I'm here to help. In the forest, every insect is different. Whereas patience is required to kill the mosquito, other insects, such as the deer fly, may be dispatched by bolder means.
Hey, man, did I smell some blood around here?
Unlike the graceful mosquito, the deer fly is clumsy and stupid.
Hey, I can hear you, you know.
He has a single black fang jutting out of his mouth like a tack. He has black spots on his wings that you hate.
Hey, now just a minute.
He will fly in circles around your head once or twice, buzzing loudly, then crash into your hair.
Well, what's wrong with...
Oh, gross!
The exertion whets the deer fly's appetite. And it's not long before he is hacking away at your scalp for dinner.
Ouch! Ow!
Fortunately, killing a deer fly is easy.
Ouch, you little... It is?
It certainly is. Simply reach up to your hair with thumb and forefinger.
Okay.
And pluck it out.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
It's like picking grapes.
This is an outrage.
You can pop it like a grape if you wish.
I want to, but I can't. I just can't.
Don't worry. If that's too traumatic for you, just roll it around in your fingers.
Like this?
Exactly. Just like that. Back and forth.
I'm writing my congressman. Nobody's...
He's still moving a couple of his legs about.
That's no problem. Just toss the balled up remains into the woods. Snakes will gulp them down like little treats.
All right, voice. Thanks for your help.
The black fly, next, is a little nibbling pest.
You're not done?
This voice is a thing about bugs.
Sippy, 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 the corners of your eyes taste delicious.
Oh, I can't wait to get out of these woods.
I can take the frustration in your tears. It's delicious.
Ow! Ow!
Very rude of you. For that, I will nibble along your hairline. It's yummy.
That's just a black fly. Killing the black fly is easy.
Yeah, that's what you said about deer flies.
Trust me, it's really easy. You wait until a black fly crawls into your ear, and then you quickly grab the top of your ear and fold it down.
Are you kidding?
No, that's the best way. It's been scientifically proven.
Nibble, nibble, nibble. The inner lining of your ear tastes so delicious.
Oh, there's a black fly in my ear now. Oh, I'll try it.
The taste of this ear reminds me of another hiker I nibbled on last week up on the Gunflint Trail. He was a tall guy.
Good. Now, just press your folded ear against your head.
Like this?
Harder.
Ow!
Harder.
Ah!
Okay, let go.
Like that?
Yeah, that's it. Now, just reach in there with your finger and wipe out the black fly.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe it worked. What should I do now?
Just get rid of it in the most convenient way.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Just wipe it on a tree or something.
Ooh, is a rock okay?
Anything is okay. Wipe it on your pants if you have to. Look, I can give you advice, but you'll have to start thinking for yourself a little more.
What do you mean?
Who needs instructions about how to get a squashed insect off their fingers?
I thought you were helping.
I am, but I'm not spoon-feeding you.
Well, can you help us get back to the car?
Sorry, my sense of direction is terrible.
Aren't you omnipotent?
Nobody is omnipotent. I'm just trying to do a good deed for my community service requirement.
For your what?
I told you I'm here to help. It's part of a community service project. In addition to giving the common people a little excitement in their lives, we voiceover announcers have decided to branch out and help certain people with advice.
Who do you help?
People who get lost in the woods. Stupid people, if you want the truth. Do you feel like you've learned anything yet?
Oh, yeah. I've learned a lot.
Good. It's working. Now, would you mind filling out a card saying how much you've learned? I need it for my final grade.
That's ridiculous.
You know, I don't have to help you.
I just want to go home.
Well, I think we've been mostly walking uphill. So if we turn around and walk downhill, we should get back to the road.
Are you sure?
I think you should follow the sun. Now, were you walking into the sun or away from the sun when you started out?
I don't remember.
It was kind of cloudy.
Well, that tree has moss on it. Which side of the tree does moss grow on?
What difference does it make? What are you going to do? We're going to follow the moss out of the woods?
Maybe if we all shouted for help together, somebody might hear us.
Help! Help! Help!
Help!
Help!
Over here! Nah, nothing.
I knew I should have taken an assignment at the mall.
La 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 right here.
What's the matter?
Something bit my ankle.
That's a no-see-um.
But I can't see anything.
Exactly. To the naked eye, no-see-ums are almost invisible. But examination under a powerful microscope reveals the truth. These tiny specks of grit are all teeth. Empowered by their near invisibility, no-see-ums travel up and down your leg like nomads, chomping and gouging at will.
How's it going?
What do I do?
I'm not sure. Try rubbing your leg really hard.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, keep it going.
Oh, it's not working.
Try rubbing your leg with a rock.
Okay. Ow.
Oh, keep it going, baby.
Here, try this stick.
Ow. That's sweet. Uh-huh. I like it. Sweet pea. Yes.
Oh.
Well, it's 5 o'clock, and that's it for me. Good luck to you both.
You're leaving?
Yep. I'm done for the day.
Don't go. We need your help.
I've done my best, but I'm afraid it's up to you now. Nobody pays overtime for these community service projects. See you later.
Are you there?
He's gone.
But I'm not. Kids, dinner time.
Oh, oh no, no. Let's panic.
I'm with you.
The Great Northern Radio Players, warning us about the bugs among us.